Hey, this is Libby spilling all the political tea, straight politics, no chaser. You know the go-to for all your political needs. Think the Bodega Boys, but political. It's millennial politics served piping hot. This episode, I will discuss how crucial this election is. Like, how the fuck can you not vote? Like, be fucking for real and make it make sense. Now, some of you I wish would stay the fuck home. Like, I really want to tell y'all election day is December 14th. If you are not voting for Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. on November, I really want to say election day is November 20th. It's January 1st. But the rest of you have no excuse. The ancestors are definitely watching. Yes, so Democrats always say to vote in every election and how imperative it is to vote in every election, vote the down ticket. But damn it, this year is critical. Apparently, according to NBC News poll, this presidential election cycle at this juncture has a 20-year low in interest by voters. 2020 had the largest presidential turnout in modern times. They're saying we need to brace ourselves for a lower voter turnout, and the turnout that does occur will be a surprise to which party? Exactly. However, in a surprising turn, third-party voting is negatively impacting Trump instead of Biden. Amen. Trump currently holds a 2-point lead with a margin of error with a 2-way ballot. That's him versus Biden. But when there are 5 candidates, Biden has a 2-point lead against Trump. Trump supporters are supporting RFK Jr., which takes away from his electorate. Voters are saying that the one issue they are concerned about and will vote on this election cycle is abortion, according to that NBC poll. Speaking of RFK Jr., instead of bowing out of this election gracefully when he didn't get the primary nod, he chose to run as an independent to try to get on the ballot in all 50 states. In a wild turn of events, not only has RFK Jr.'s entire family endorsed Biden and went to the White House to take pictures with Biden and speak to him, the entire Kennedy clan has come up with an entire campaign endorsing Biden. Have you guys seen this? One by one, they're in this campaign video stating their name and endorsing Biden and why they believe Biden is a great candidate and should be your president. The level of insanity of it all, like how embarrassing. You come from one of the most politically savvy family of today and yesteryear. Like, you are a Kennedy. And in this country, in this world, that means a lot. And your whole entire family has not only disowned you publicly and privately, but has stated that you should not be president and the other Irish guy should be. Meanwhile, RFK Jr.'s campaign manager stated at an event a couple weeks ago that he is running to take away votes from Biden. Well, that's not really working right now. So basically, he is a Trump operative. He wants Trump to win, but according to NBC, it's not working. Ha ha. Unjust doesn't prosper. It just doesn't. But interesting to note that that was his intention, to take votes away from Biden, not to win the election, not to be a nominee on a Democratic or independent ticket, but to be an agent of chaos and try to foil Biden's campaign by deterring Democrats from voting for him to vote for RFK Jr. And it's funny because I got off the train the other day and there were RFK Jr. employees handing out literature. So I don't even know what that means. I just can't deal. Now, if that wasn't enough, here's the BFFR, make it make sense, part of my episode. Trump is complaining that he can't campaign because he has to go to court. He can't go to Georgia and other places because of this trial going on, hush money trial in New York. Well, I said, good. That's exactly the point. I hope all his court cases tie him up so he can't campaign and it inevitably results in him losing the election. Apparently, Trump didn't attend a campaign rally the other day because it was raining. Meanwhile, Biden did his campaign appearance in the pouring rain at 80-something years old. Anyway, Trump supporters were pissed that he didn't attend and said that Trump made them look stupid. No, you made yourself look stupid by going and publicly supporting a criminal and an alleged child molester and a rapist and an insurrectionist and a criminal. And just the list just goes on. He's xenophobic, he's racist, he's sexist. Like, what is he not at this point? On a side note, the House just approved aid to Ukraine, and now it's up for the Senate to send it to Biden's desk. That is a blessing, because this is not a joke. If Ukraine falls, Poland falls, then Europe will domino, and we will all be hailing Putin. Your former Vice President, Mike Pence, stated that if Ukraine falls, then Russia will attack NATO. NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization that was founded in 1949, and it is a group of 32 countries from Europe and North America that exists to protect the people and territory of its members. Please note, Article 5 of NATO provides that if NATO's ally is the victim of an armed attack, each and every other member of the alliance will consider this act of violence as an armed attack against all members and will take the actions it deems necessary to assist the ally attacked. I'll just let the thought of World War III marinate. Let me take a moment to be clear here once and for all. Ari Spears, a comedian, said it best last week. Some of us need to be slaves again. Some of you truly do need to experience it because some of you aren't getting it. Politics isn't about like. You don't have to like a candidate. You don't have to love a candidate. This is not homecoming court. This is not a popularity contest, despite the Electoral College. This is business. Which candidate's agenda aligns most closely with my own? Which candidate's platform will move this country forward? Which candidate is interested in addressing and soothing the plight of my people? Which candidate will keep me from being in chains, child? Period. Nothing more, nothing less. So when I hear folks say they don't like Biden and he's the lesser of two evils and you're not voting for him, I actually think you're insane and need to be committed. And frankly, what is there not to like about Biden? The man prays more than the Pope. What do you people want in a president? Lucifer reincarnated? I don't get it. This is why I'm here, to keep you informed, encourage you to be civically engaged, and keep you out of the crazy house, because a lot of the stuff y'all say doesn't make sense. But Katie Couric last week also said it best. There is an anti-intellectualism campaign and or propaganda going on, and it needs to stop. It's not cute nor funny. you being a jackass and taking it upon yourself to not vote, to vote third party, or to tell others not to vote isn't some heroic political stance. It's bullshit, and that needs to stop immediately. This is not a game. People's lives and livelihoods are on the line, and your privilege is telling you it isn't, but it is. If you think there is no difference between another 4 years of Biden and another 4 years of Trump, call the medic. Fast, quickly, now, pronto, ahora. And for the folks that are telling Black people not to vote and calling us low informational voters because we won't do what you want us to do and vote the way you want us to vote, you can go to hell. Just say you're scared of the next president being a Black woman and go. We're not stupid. We're not listening to you. Black people vote based on our agenda and our pockets. And at this point, all roads lead to Biden-Harris 2024. Period. Speaking of Harris, my honorable mention for today goes to Vice President Kamala Harris and her HBCU tour and her working with A Different World to mobilize young people in the ongoing fight for fundamental freedoms and rights. I love that she's doing this tour. When it first came out that she was going to do this tour, I said she's setting up herself for her presidential run. And it's genius. That's exactly what she should do. Speak to the young people. Speak to our future electorate. Speak to future voters and get them galvanized, organized, and engaged in politics early while they're on college campuses, while they're in their studies and really that microcosm of the world. To influence them at that point is pivotal. And if she can turn this tour into votes, into staff, future staffers, and volunteers for her campaign in 2028, that would be genius. I love that she reached out to the cast of A Different World. I hope she opens this up to all the college campuses. If you guys remember, Biden, when he was vice president, he did a college campus tour and for sexual assault, specifically reaching out to young men to stop sexual assault. And so that tour, I got to see him in Syracuse and his alma mater, my alma mater, and he shut the campus down. That was amazing. So, and now he's president. So I think this tour that Kamala is doing is genius. It's brilliant and it's needed. HBCUs do so much work and do the heavy lifting of getting Black kids educated, and they don't get the support, the financing, or the love and appreciation they deserve. So shout out to HBCUs and shout out to our Vice President, Kamala. So I have decided to post new episodes on Sundays at 8 p.m. So turn me up. I feel like a rapper. Unless the world is on fire, then you will get the new episode then, or maybe never. We shall see. Thank you for listening to my political pontification. If you liked it, loved it, or hated it, please tell a friend to tell a friend. And please check out my website, thepoliticaltea.com. You can generously donate to my chai latte habit on it. Thank you.